Hello and welcome to another episode of the Music Rabbit Hole. I am your humble host, the Music Bus Driver, on today's musical journey, episode 138. Glad to have you with us for yet another week. Hope you enjoyed last week's episode with Pine Grove, and hope you've been enjoying the YouTube shorts for the album reviews, the one-minute album reviews. I've enjoyed putting those out there, and hope you have too. On today's episode, by the way, if you are listening to the show, you can watch it on YouTube, and if you're watching, you can also listen via podcast. On today's episode, it's a special one. I'm going to be hitting up M83, the French musicians, originally the duo, that are now in L.A., but they're originally from France. M83 started back in 1999, as a duo of Nicolas Fromageau, I think that's how you say it, and Anthony Gonzalez. Fromageau left after the second album, and it's been Gonzalez as the main singer and songwriter of the group ever since. And basically, he brings in different musicians in the studio and for live shows and things like that. M83 has put out 8 studio albums over the years. It started with their self-titled debut, which came out in spring 2001. Then it was really their second album, Dead Cities, Red Seas, and Lost Ghosts, that started to gain them attention and critical acclaim. The first album kind of stayed just in France, Europe kind of area, and Dead Cities, Red Seas, and Lost Ghosts, that found its way to America and kind of a bigger audience. And it's a really, really good record. Even to this day, it really holds up. I highly recommend you checking that out if you're into this type of music. So Fromageau leaves after that second record. And now Gonzalez goes on and knocks out these other albums. Before the Dawn Heals Us, Digital Shades Volume 1, Saturdays Equal Youth, the highly, highly acclaimed Hurry Up, We're Dreaming back in 2011, Junk, Digital Shades Volume 2, and now a new record set to release on March 17th of this year called Fantasy. I'm sure you, even if you're not like super well-versed in M83 discography, I'm sure you've heard some of their songs, you know, Midnight City and Wait. I mean, these are songs with over 400 million plays on Spotify, but there's and those are obviously fantastic songs and big hits, but there's quite a long, as I mentioned, discography of M83 music that if you haven't really had a chance to listen, I highly recommend going back and listening to those first few records, especially that second one. But obviously, Hurry Up, We're Dreaming is an absolute smash. I think it even won the Grammy or was nominated or something like that. With M83, there's a range of dream pop and electronic soundscapes, soft lyrics, reverb, a lot of super interesting textures and sounds beyond just pop music or electro pop music. So what we're going to do today is we're going to find 5 other bands, artists that you may enjoy. If you enjoy M83 and you want to hear some artists that maybe you haven't heard before, that is going to be the goal of today's show, is going down the music rabbit hole and finding 5 other bands and artists you might also enjoy if you enjoy M83. I always do the honorable mentions. I typically stick with artists that are under 1 million Spotify followers. I try to make it not the obvious connections, the obvious related artists. So some honorable mentions for this episode. These are not going to be featured on today's show. Passion Pit, The Naked and Famous, MGMT, Wild Nothing, Mike Snow, Grizzly Bear. These are artists you've probably already heard of. You already kind of can feel the connection there. Go listen to them. They're all great, but that is not who we're featuring today. All right, let's get into the show. So with M83, I'm going to first play a little bit of the new single that dropped, I think, last week that's going to be on a new album. It's called Ocean's Niagara, and then we're going to head down the rabbit hole. And I'll be playing about 30, 45 seconds of the artist today. The full songs will be on the Spotify playlist, which I'll put a link in the description of the video and the podcast, so you can go listen to the full tracks on your own. One thing M83 does that is really interesting, especially when you listen over the years to the different albums that Gonzalez has made, is there's a lot of connections to, you know, old synth wave hop. There's also he did a whole album that was inspired by video game music, and so there's it's not just a one note type of artist. He does a lot of different interesting things. I'm excited for the new record. Let's head down the rabbit hole. First up on our list today, the Dutch electronic musician Time Cop 1983. 377,000 monthly listeners, 5 studio albums, including the 2018 album Night Drive. This song is off that album. It's called On the Run. So again, full tracks are going to be in the Spotify playlist. I encourage you, go check out these artists. I mean, Time Cop 1983 is great. This is definitely some of the, obviously, kind of sci-fi type sound that M83 brings at times. And so Time Cop 1983 is a great connection there for that type. Moving on, number two on our list, the Welsh musician and vocalist Ryan James, better known as Man Without Country. 57,000 monthly listeners, 4 studio albums. This is off his 2018 album Infinity Mirror. The song is called Achilles Heel. Man Without Country. I really enjoyed putting this list together because I think the different artists that I found represent kind of different aspects of M83. Like, for example, with that track, you know, one thing that M83 does at times is have kind of these light whispered vocals with big sounds, big instruments, big, you know, that sort of thing. And so a little similar there as far as simple, soft lyrics with obviously really high production behind it. So that was Man Without Country. Number three on our list, the Toronto duo Southern Shores. 126,000 monthly listeners, 3 studio albums. This is a single they released in 2021 called Fora. Fora by Southern Shores. 3 artists down, 2 to go on this Friday. Hope you're having a great week and hope you have a wonderful weekend. This is where I stop and remind you, like, comment, and subscribe to the show. I appreciate it, every one of you that does take the time to comment on an episode or hit the like button or any of that sort of stuff. I really appreciate it. And just for watching in general. I mean, out of all the things on YouTube that or podcasts you could listen to, you found me, and I really love that. The current subscriber count, if you recall last episode, we were maybe 30 away or so for 3,500. We've now surpassed that mark, 3,503 total subscribers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that, and continue to spread the word, if you don't mind. I appreciate it. Back half of the show. number four on our list, the Australian synth pop duo Cut Copy. 650,000 monthly listeners, six studio albums. They've been around since, I think, 2001 or so, so over 20 years. This is off the 2004 album Bright Like Neon Love. This song is called Zap Zap. Cut Copy. Zap Zap, Cut Copy, four up, four down, one more to go on this Friday morning. We started things off with, of course, the main artist, M83. Then we hit up Time Cop 1983. A lot of 83s in their names. Just funny coincidence there. Man Without Country, Southern Shores, and Cut Copy. We will end today's episode. Number five on our list, the San Diego artist Teal. 39,000 monthly listeners, six studio albums. This is off their 2011 record Amulet. The song is called Triangle Waves, and it will be the track to take us out on this episode. Hope you've enjoyed it. I sure did. This was a fun challenge for me on my end. I'm looking forward to bringing you episode 139 next week, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. And go listen to some of this music. Go listen to some of the new releases that dropped today. And, yeah, hope you enjoy the show. One more time, this is Triangle Waves is the song. The band is Teal. Here we go.